Oh, well, I think it was. The lid was kept on pretty tight, I think, yes. You get, as we've seen with Alice in Wonderland, you can only get the emancipation as a dream, really. And certainly there's a succession of heroines, like Pollyanna or Anne of Green Gables and so on, who are repressed all the way through and just about manage to make some difference. And that's only in the beginning of the 20th century. Before that, females knew their place pretty well, and if they got out of it, they were punished, often by, like, what Katie did by being crippled or something like that as revenge, and certain which has all sorts of psychosexual implications. But girls were pretty much kept down. But then you get Frances Hodgson Burnett coming along, and here we have a hugely successful female author, probably one of the earliest really successful international authors, who was a strong woman surrounded by weak men. And this comes up very much so in The Secret Garden, where she sets out, as it were, to turn all the images upside down. And so, whereas in most books you would have the girl who is crippled and moaning and whining and so on, in this book it's a boy who's crippled and moaning and whining. All the values in it of the moor and the and Dickon and Dickon's mother are all female values of emancipation, of richness and fruitfulness and warmth and so on. And so it's very much a female book in that way.